AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A grisly terror attack in France where a man's been beheaded and his head stuck on the gate of a gas factory. Our Marta McDowick is overseas with this grim story, which begins near the city of Lyon, with two men crashing a car into the gas factory entrance gate.
According to French officials, the attack began mid-morning in the Isère region in the French Alps when the men crashed a car into the entrance of the factory and into gas canisters, touching off the explosion. The decapitated body and banners with Arabic writing were found near the factory entrance. One attacker has been arrested.
In addition to the dead man, at least two other people have been wounded. The French president says the suspect has now been identified, but we don't have his name just yet. President Obama will deliver the eulogy at this morning's funeral service for the Reverend Clemente Pinckney, the pastor of a black Charleston, South Carolina church, shot dead last week in an attack that killed eight other church members as well. Our Mark Smith is live in Charleston this morning.
Rita, hundreds are already lined up outside the college arena where today's funeral is being held, the third in a week-long series for victims of last week's attack at historic Emmanuel AME Church, in which a young white supremacist has been charged. Aides tell us the president wants to celebrate the lives of those who perished, but he'll also likely say this attack shows how much America still needs to do to battle racism and curb gun violence. Rita?
The president's health care law has been rescued again by the Supreme Court. It preserves subsidies for millions to help pay their insurance premiums. But Republicans are still promising to work to have what they call Obamacare repealed. And last night in the NBA draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves used their number one pick in the NBA to take Kentucky's Karl Anthony Towns. This is AP Radio News. Google's new self-driving cars are now on the roads. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The two-seat vehicles look like a pod and can be seen near Google's headquarters in California's Silicon Valley. The top speed, 25 miles an hour. A human will also ride in the cars to take control in emergencies. Company executives hope self-driving cars using Google technology will be joining the flow of daily traffic by the end of this decade. Drivers who encounter a Google self-driving car can share their experience online with the company. I'm Ed Donahue.
Just ahead of the July 4th holiday, gas is $2.78 a gallon. A week ago was 2 cents higher. A month ago, gas was 4 cents cheaper. Now listen to this. A year ago today, gasoline was $3.68 a gallon. That's 90 cents a gallon more than today. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.